grade, students seated in pairs open envelopes filled with paper shapes, triangles, squares, octagons, and they start playing around with them. Some fit snugly together, some don't. The lesson is not just how 3rd graders at Cao Guangbiao Elementary School in Shanghai learn the basics of geometry. It's also a successful Chinese export product, as Shanghai's mathematical teaching methods may have become an international hit. Lai Ming, what's going on here? So, education institutions in other countries are adopting the Chinese method?
Apparently, math education in Shanghai is the best. According to a program for international students assessment, PISA, rankings in 2009-2012, Shanghai placed first in 2 consecutive rankings, and with the organization saying that Shanghai students outpaced their peers in most other countries by 3 years. So Shanghai may have the most advanced math teaching methods, and many countries are looking to import that, including the British government and also Argentina, Brazil, Ethiopia, and the United Arab Emirates.
Ooh, I didn't hear the U.S., so good.
You're safe.
Yes, because math is my mortal enemy. So more math imported over. Ooh, sounds scary. Anyways, let's talk about what this is. So in 1st grade math lessons in Shanghai, students are learning which numbers add up to 10. And they're led by a boy that is kind of chosen by the teacher. And they basically split the number 10 into different ways, right? So that's one way they're doing it. And then they have the children like repeat this kind of exercise in pairs. That's cool. All right. Another one is, I guess, guys, they've always kind of been trying to seek out new ways of getting education in Shanghai. In 1998, they got new textbooks. They've changed their teaching methods in 2014 to decrease competitiveness pressure. And a math teacher at that school you had mentioned, Hyung, has students debate their answers instead of saying you're wrong or you're right. So maybe some kind of encouragement is also going on. Those are nice. But in central Shanghai, the approach is maybe a bit different. I think they're a little bit more competitive over there. But you can understand, like, it's more encouraging. And it seems like it's more... I guess more encouraging.
Or interaction. Gentler. Like the case with the 10-year-old boy teaching other students of the class how to do math. I mean, it's more about interaction. But yeah, this makes me think, how much better will I be at math if I was given access to that kind of education? I mean, previously when I was taught math, our teacher just basically shout out questions to the whole class and saying, who can answer this question? What is 2 plus 3? And then only one student, most confident student, will be able to answer that. And if you accidentally give a wrong answer, the teacher would just say, wrong. And that's not encouraging.
You know, one thing I didn't like, too, actually, is on top of that, the central Shanghai school that I was talking about, they sent teachers to the UK, and one of the teachers was very surprised and came back to China saying, oh, I didn't like that students were separated into different levels of math, like different levels of math classes, mm-hmm. based off of like how they perform. And she's like, I think it's better how we have it. Just completely standardized. Everybody's in the same level of math. I don't like that because I think certain people absorb things at different paces, especially different subjects. And math isn't always so creative. It's very linear in my mind. 1 plus 1 is always going to equal 2. Some people are creative thinkers. So when math really comes down to the memory of a formula, these kind of things, people struggle. There should be different levels for those people so that they don't all have to compete with the super good math people.
Yeah, I see what you mean. And I think to some degree, those who are fast learners should be allowed to flourish.
Go up into higher classes, level classes.
Yeah, I think that's also one aspect.